Greetings in Jesus' name on this fourth day of December, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 20s outside, and we're expecting a winter storm this weekend. Winter storm watches are in effect for much of the state. We're expecting rain, snow, and heavy snow, and we are excited about the possibilities of having our first real big snow here in Maine. It seems like it always happens because we have our Pastor Refreshers Conference coming up this weekend. And last year during the conference, we had around 11 inches of snow. And so it seems to happen a lot, but God knows, and we're trusting Him, and we're believing God that He would work every detail out about our Pastor Refreshers Conference. We're encouraged about the attendance that's going to be there and all of those that are going to be in their place, getting that great refreshment from the Word of God and from the fellowship of the believers. Thank you for praying for us during these days, that God would prepare our hearts as we're waxing floors and cleaning the area, making sure that everything is in tip-top shape and ready in place for us to minister to the masses that come and hear the good Word of God. Yesterday was very busy. Went to a pardon hearing for a preacher who had, before he got saved, was in jail and a felony charge, and was able to see him stand before the governor yesterday. And it looks like in a couple of weeks, I believe the governor and his team will pardon Pastor Chris Casey. And it was a great encouragement to be there. And we give God the glory for what He did on yesterday and giving us traveler mercies as we flew to that occasion and the different things that went on there. I'm headed off to chapel in just a few minutes to preach to the young people of the Sanford Christian Academy. And we're believing God that He would use us to be a refreshment and a help like only He can do. Thank you for your love and your compassion to us. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4 and verse number 25, "Let thine eyes look right on." And the Lord is teaching us that we must stay focused. We get off focus so many times. Of course, when you have eye issues, physically, you get out of focus. I actually had to pull the microphone away from my computer this morning as I'm making the broadcast because I have to watch my eyes. It gets blurry when I get up close. But now that I'm back from the computer about 2 or 3 feet, I can see it clearly without my glasses. And we must spiritually let thine eyes look right on. We must stay focused. Beloved, what can we stay focused on today? Better yet, who can we stay focused on today? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we can stay focused on. The Bible teaches us that we are to looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the A to Z. He's the beginning to the end. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is everything about our faith. And the Bible says that we are to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And then you think about what the Israelites were told to do whenever they were told to look up to that serpent and the different things that was speaking of judgment. And they were told to look and live. And the Bible says that let thine eyes look right on. May God help us today to stay focused on what He has called us to do, to stay focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, to stay focused on the goal, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. I hope today that you find yourself a focused believer. Let thine eyes look right on. I hope that you don't lose focus today. I hope that God will help you and God will help me to stay focused on the goal that God has for us. May He teach us, may He guide us, may He direct us, and may this weekend we have a phenomenal glory to God weekend in the house of God. And thank you for listening to another week of daily broadcasting. You have been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.